think about Aseres Yemei Tshuva from a variety of perspectives. On the one hand, one might say, and we'll see some Rishonim today that sort of come from this perspective, that it's really just about a build up to Yom HaKippurim. It's Allah the Ramban that we saw in Parshas Emor, even Rosh Hashanah itself, maybe. There are others that might say, no, Aseres Yemei Tshuva have a certain intrinsic value of their own. And we're going to explore different Rishonim and different perspectives. And there's going to be a synthesis point of view. We'll say, no, they have a value, and they have a value because they are anticipatory towards Yom Kippur. So really three different perspectives to outline at the beginning. Again, they really don't have any value except that Yom Kippur is coming, so we want to make sure to do certain things by Yom Kippur. But if you would get it in 5 minutes before Ne'ilah, it would count just the same. All the way on the other end of the spectrum, you might say these are Yemei Ratzon, these are days of significance, and that's why we observe the Slichos and the Paspalter. And these elements are meant to highlight, we're not going to actually say Kedushas Hayom, but something approximating the unique identity of this Zman. And then again, a hybrid perspective where we say that it has intrinsic status because of Yom Kippur casting its giant shadow over these days. So we'll find actually all three formulations in the Rishonim, and to discuss what this really means. So we're in the period now of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Aseres Yemei Tshuva, it's very fascinating. If you think about it, is really bookended by a Tainus, and it ends with a Tainus in terms of Tzom Gedalia. Especially if you hold like those Rishonim that Tzom Gedalia is really a Nidcha every single year, because it happened on Rosh Hashanah, so it begins with a Tainus, it ends with a Tainus of Yom HaKippurim. A very fascinating period, and that's the period that we're in. That's the Inyan HaDiyoma right now. So that's what we'll talk about. Shimi, I think you had something to say before we jump in.
No, just that you hadn't given us access, but when I checked again, I had access to the doc.
Excellent. Okay, so there are two classical Gemaras. One of them we spent a long time on last year. We'll see it relatively quickly this year. The Gemara in Masechta Brachos, there are references the Asara Yamim Shebein Rosh Hashanah the Yom Kippurim, and the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, which also appears in Yevamos, which also talks about the Asara Yamim Shebein Rosh Hashanah the Yom Kippurim. So we'll try to review these Gemaras, and then we'll zoom out, nice, for a moment, because we want to get a little bit of a perspective on something, and we'll zoom right back in to the question that we laid out at the beginning about how we might think of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Okay, so Levi, if you don't mind doing the honors today. So let's start with the Gemara Masechta Brachos. Spent a lot of time on it last year.
But I hadn't pulled up the the source thing on a blackboard.
Oh, it's in the chat. You just click on the chat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rabbi Bar Hanina, Sava Mishmei, right? Sava Mishmei the Rav Kol Shalakula, Adam is Palel Hakela Kadosh, Melchol Hitzdaku Mishpat. Chutz me'asara yamim shebein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, shemispalulin hamelech hakadosh v'hamelech hamishpat. Rabbi Elazar Omar, afilu Omar hakel hakadosh yatsa, shenemar yigba Hashem tzavakos v'mishpat v'hakel hakadosh yikdash b'tzaka. Imasa yigba Hashem tzavakos v'mishpat, edo asara yamim shemim Rosh Hashanah yom v'ad Yom Kippurim, v'ka Omar hakel hakadosh.
Okay, so this is a machlokes about the liturgy. Rov Rishonim reject the view of Rabbi Lazar, right? We say that HaMelech HaKadosh is Likuva. We discussed it extensively last year at the famous Rabbeinu Yonah on the topic. So we're not going to get into the question of Psak, but I want to try to get into the question of how this Gemara gives us insight into the status of Asar Yamim Shebein Rosh Hashanah V'yom HaKippurim. This is the phrase that appears in the Gemara. So Levi, what does this Gemara contribute to our understanding, leaving aside the changes in the liturgy and how we paskin about that, but everybody seems to agree that these days,
during these 10 days, Hashem is engaging in mishpat.
Right, exactly. And instead of in engaging, or let's say in addition to engaging, how might you formulate it? Let's be really careful with the Gemara.
Well, more than usual, vayigba.
Yes. Really excellent, Levi. So it would appear that this Gemara in Brachos is setting up the notion that kaviyachol, the asaras yamim, shebein Rosh Hashanah liyom HaKippurim, asaras yamei tshuva, as we like to colloquially refer to them, but the asara hayamim, shebein Rosh Hashanah liyom HaKippurim, which is Chazal's expression, are days when we could say, you know, kaviyachol, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu's status is changed. He's elevated. Vayigba Hashem Tzvakos. Hashem is, one would think, like at a greater distance. He's further removed. He's elevated even beyond the normal levels of elevation. Shochinad Marom. Normally we say he's way up high. You know, Me'ona Elokei Kedem. He's way up there, as the Gemara in Chagiga talks about. In the celestial abode, seven heavens, one on top of the other, you know, mitachas ros olam. So normally a Kadosh Baruch Hu is elevated, but he's even more elevated. Vayigba Hashem tzivakos b'mishpat, ve'akel ha-kadosh nikdash b'tzdaka. So elu asara yamim shevein Rosh Hashanah liyom ha-kippurim. It's a time of mishpat, Levi is absolutely correct, and it's also a time of Vayigba Hashem. Hashem is gavoa, he's exalted, he's elevated above the normal, whatever the normal status is, at the metaphysical level. Noam, go ahead.
Does Vayigba like necessarily mean that Hashem is like elevated, or could it just be a figure of speech of like rising in judgment? Like, maybe that's what they said back then to judge someone, that you like rise up to judge them.
Well, You know. Normally, when we have that imagery in the Chumash and the Halacha, it's v'amdu shneha anashim. The Balei didn't stand, right? But Elokim nitzav badas el bekerev Elokim yishbot. Right, that the dayanim can be yoshev.
What? Rabbi, isn't that shneha anashim ve'edim?
One more time, Levi. You didn't come
through
clearly.
He said the Baalei Din, is the Edom?
Well, in the Pasuk, they're actually talking about the Baalei Din. Yes, no,
the
Edom. No, it means the Baalei Din. There's a drasha which understands that the Edom also have to be standing.
Now, I know what you're talking about, but I think the Pshat in the Pasuk is that it's talking about the Edom.
The Amdu Shnei Anashim Asher Lahem Hariv?
Yeah. Because wasn't it just talking about Edom in the Pesukim before?
The Pesukim also discuss Edom. But Asher Lahem Hariv means those are the Baalei Din. They're the litigants. Yeah. So anyway, Vayigba Hashem Tzvakos B'Mishpat. So Hashem is elevated. He's uniquely elevated during this time. You'll see why I'm making a really big deal about this. It's because of the next Gemara, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, but in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara also appears in Yevamos. Okay, so let's take a look. Levi, you want to do the honors? It's Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches. You're muted, so you need to.
Rosh Hashanah by Inya. Mishmei Derav, Minayin Gzardin, Shal Tzibor, She'eno Nichtam, Vakziv, Nichtam Avonach Lefanai.
So that's a play on words, right? Nechtam Avonach Lefanai. Nechtam Levi with a Chaf and not a Ches means a,
I don't know,
a Kesem, a stain. So there, it's a play on words, right? So that, anyway, so who's to say? The Gemara wants to know that it's never really sealed in, just like a stain, you know, is a stain. It's not going to be removed. Nechtam avonei chlefanai Ella, aval gav shenechtam, that now it really is chosum, it's sealed.
Nikra, shenamar, Hashem lokin and chokra inu love.
Really true, Hold on one second. So what the Gemara says something very important. The Rambam is going to have a field day with this. That the Gzardin, which is Nechtam of the Tzibur, can be Nikra, but only through, it's not automatic.
Only through Tefillah?
Right. So the Rambam's going to have a lot to say about this, but right, through Kashem Elokeinu, B'chol Koreinu we love. That's B'lashon Rabim, that when we daven as a tzibor, so that can reverse the gzardin, which is nechta. Okay, very good, Levi.
Haksiv, Yeshua Hashem b'matza'o. Seems like only some of the time is b'matza'o, rather than all the time.
Right, we're going to say it this afternoon.
Yeah. Karuhu b'yoso karov, only some of the time, not all the time. So, interin hasan b'yachid, hacha b'tzibor. Biyachid emas. When is that? Amarabba Barabuha. Idu Asara Yamim Shabin Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim.
All right, outstanding. So it's the same exact expression, right? Elu Asara Yamim Shabin Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. It's mamish the same expression. And we like to call them the Asara Simei Tshuva, but Chazal didn't call them that. The Asara Yamim Shebin Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Maybe we'll get some insight into that nuance, but Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal, he would always, always pay very careful attention to everything, but to the phraseology of Chazal. Asara Yamim Shebin Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. We shouldn't go in with any biases here, that the Rav used to like to say, right? So, on the one hand, it's Vayigva Hashem Tzvakos B'Mishpat. And now, Levi, what's the dialectic that I'm obviously trying to set up? What's the irony? It's that Brachos describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu as, he's like elevated, he's further removed, he's standing in objective din.
But here they're calling him Karov.
Exactly. This is, from the perspective of the Yachid, he's never been more imminent. It's a dialectic. On the one hand, he's elevated, Kol Bayola, Bolam, Ovrim Lefanav, Kivnei Marom, and they're passing through one by one, and he's elevated and passing judgment over all of them. You know, Beskira Achas, Hayotzer Yachad Libam, Hamevin Al Kol Maaseihem, all of that dramatic imagery from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah about the way that he judges us. You know, and at the same time, he's like really, really close. Hashem is very, very far above, and yet uniquely close. Uniquely exalted and uniquely present. In theological terms, they call this transcendence versus immanence. How far removed is he and how close is he? So apparently in the Sar Yam Shebin Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, the answer is both. Dirshu Hashem Yimatzo Kraub Yoso Karov, the Yachid has unique access, and yet at the same time, it's a time of Gavhus Hashchina, Vayigba Hashem Tzvakos Bamishpat, Vakel HaKadosh Nikdash Bitzdaka. The language of Nikdash, Kedusha, what does Kedusha usually mean? Closeness or?
Distance.
Distance, exactly. Precious, separation. So, both of these things are apparently true. Okay, then the Gemara goes on in a very fascinating way. If the Gemara stopped here, it would have been enough because we would have had our contrast. We would have been able to, you know, say a lot about it. But the Gemara goes on and gives us a little bit extra.
Vayig aseres hayamim, vayig el Hashem es naval. Aseres yamim, my avid sayhu. Rabbi Huda, Amarav, Keneged Asar, Legimos, Shunasan Naval, the Avde David.
Okay, so Levi, just give us the background here. What's the story, so to speak?
I think Naval was a, I can't remember. I think Naval was a snitch. I think Naval ratted David out to Shaul. Is that wrong?
That's not recorded in Tanakh. It might have happened, but that's not That's not the story that we have. It's not impossible.
Then I can't remember.
Noam, you want to just fill us in here?
Yeah, Neville was like this guy who owned a lot of sheep, and David was like, I guess he and his like whole like band of people like asked him for food, and then he was like really selfish and whatever. So his wife rejected. So he went and gave to them. Then his wife stole the food and gave it to them, and he basically died of pack and died because he was like so miserly.
Right, so it's actually this week's parasha, right? Am Naval, v'lo chacham. The Ramban has a famous essay that a Naval is a kfui tova, supposed to an adib, because David guarded, I don't think you left out this detail, Noam, David guarded his sheep, right? He took such good care of Naval, whose sheep would have been vulnerable to attacks, you know, from wolves and other predators. Israel will fill you in on the natural predators of the sheep. And David at the time was, you know, he was a vagabond. And he and his men, the 600 men, you know, who gathered unto him, you know, they were like living hand to mouth. And Naval, who was incredibly wealthy, refused to, you know, give them anything. Kishmo kenhu. And David is really angry, and he's going to kill him, and he's done dinei nefashos balayla. It's this famous scene in the Gemara Masechta Megillah. Ravi Gael comes along, and she saves him from the chait, and she does give him, you know, his just desserts, so to speak. And Naval doesn't end up any better, so he dies 10 days later. So the Gemara wants to know, Hani asar yamim ayavitayu, what's this all about? And the Gemara's first answer is not much to see here. But he did give David's messengers, you know, some crumbs. So, Keneged Eser Legimos, Kadosh Baruch Hu, who's not in Mikapeach, Schar Kolberia, God always rewards people even for relatively minor things. So he gave Naval an extra 10 days to linger. Fair enough. Not much to see there. Or, Levi, much more interesting.
So, Hashem was giving Naval another chance to do teshuva, I guess.
Excellent. Yeah, you said it so well, Levi. You're obviously anticipating this year. Just elaborate. You got to the point very quickly. And the Gemara says, oh, maybe it's just the 10 days. Shebein Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippur. And you're left wondering, like, what does that have to do with anything? But you sort of fast-forwarded and you said, that's how we came up with the idea of not the Asara Yamim Shebein Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim, but the Asaras. Right, so it seems to be based on this line in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Again, I point out, it is also in the Gemara in Yevamos, that Dirshu Hashem Mimatzo Kira'u B'Yoso Karov, as we've said in the past, the reality of divine imminence, go ahead, Levi, if that's true, so, Dirshu Hashem Yimatzo, Karubi Oso Karov isn't just like an Eitz Hatova, like now's your chance, but maybe it's even
a mitzvah?
Like a mechayev. Because you can achieve life-saving atonement, Naval didn't, he didn't respond appropriately, but because you can, you must. It's the time which is designated for tshuva. So I like the way that you read the Gemara very much. You said, oh, it was the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. So Hashem was waiting and saying, okay, you know, is he going to take advantage of the reality of Dershu Hashem Yimatzo, Kura'u B'Yoso Karov? This is a Yachid, it's not a Tzibur. The Yachid has no guarantee of Tfilas HaRabim Nishmas, of Migoy Gadol Asher Lo Elokim Krovim Elav, Kashem Elokeinu B'chol Koreinu Elav. So these 10 days provide a singular opportunity for the Yachid, and the Gemara brings a raya from Naval, and that might be the province and the origin of Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Levi, really, really, really well done. So probably the most classical expression of this idea, maybe, it's a somewhat subjective remark, but is this passage in the Shari Tshuva of Rabbeinu Yonah. So, same Rabbeinu Yonah, who wrote so extensively on that Gemara in Brachos and Daf Yud Beis. So anybody just can remind us from their own knowledge, the second chapter of the Shari Tshuva is about what? Rabbeinu Yonah has This whole theory, what do we know about it? So Rabbeinu Yonah talks about six different catalysts of tshuva. Things like Yitzurim and Saros, exposure to Musar and the Chacham, Hakaras Hachet. And then he talks about specific times. Six different things that might catalyze a person to do Limud HaTorah. Very beautiful. One year we should, you know, I wouldn't say instead of the Rambam Chabura, but maybe like in addition to, do the Shari Tshuva. So that's where this passage is extracted from. Okay, so before we see this, Ilan Goldstein, you had a comment.
Back to the first point.
Yeah.
Isn't Hakel HaKadosh a more elevated status than an Elohe HaKadosh? Because a god is more elevated than a king.
Yeah, and maybe even in particular, you know, the use of the term Elohim, right? Because that's the term that we associate not with the Rachamim of Yud, then Hey, then Vav, then Hey, but that's the term of, you know, associated with some distance. On the other hand, you know, Melech, Shetehei Emaso Alacha, is also pretty distant, right? The sense of a very foreboding, the connection between Melech HaKol Olam Kulo Bechodecha V'chein Tein Pachdecha Shem Elokeinu HaKol Masacha. There's something very terrifying about that. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good question. Okay, so let's see now, Rabbeinu Yonah. This is a very poetic passage. Eitan Mermelstein, you want to do the honors? This is very, very, very poetic. You have to pick up on these references that he's using here. But he has some argument about, again, one of the six catalysts of tshuva. This is the passage from the Shari Tshuva, Shar Beis. So this is so again, so the this is way number 5 of 6.
Yare es devar Hashem libo yachil bekirbo v'da'atosh shekol ma'asav b'sever nechtavim va'es ahi ha'elokim yavi b'mishpat ekol ma'asa al kol ne'elam im tov v'im ra.
What's he quoting from when he says Es kol ma'asa Elokim yavi b'mishpat al kol ne'elam im tov v'im ra? It's such a beautiful language. Where is he getting this from? Ezreal?
The end of Kohelet.
Beautiful. He's quoting from Kohelet. Exactly. Okay?
Ki ha'adam nidav Rosh Hashanah v'gazar din shalo nechtam b'yom ha'gigurim uva'ez asher yeda ki yaviu ad-dino lifnei melech basar v'adam halo yecharad charada gedola v'yashchid etzos b'navsho.
Okay, so this line, "Halo yecharad charada gedola," that's of course Parshas Toldos, right? Vayecharad Yitzchak charada gedola ad ma'od. Okay, so now v'yashis etzos benafsho, he'll seek counsel for his soul. Uvechol darchei charitzos, with all alacrity, yachish miflat lo, he's going to look for a way to rescue himself, ayavo ha-palit, literally the refugee, you know, vayageh la-avram ha-ivri, so the man is going to try to save his skin.
V'lo ta'ale al-rucho, lifnos al-yamino al-smo, ulid asik b'yeter chavatzav, v'lo yashgiach liftoach v'lishadeid ad-maso v'livane derach kramim, v'lo yitzrape b'yom tzara mehachin liv li-natzel k'tzvi miyad.
So this is now an amazing line. I tell you, this goes well beyond Paspalter and, you know, Hamelech HaKadosh and Zachreinu and Nichamocha and Uksov and Besefer Chaim. This is well beyond that. What's the Rabbeinu Yonah legislating, basically? It says, if a person wants to save himself, what should they be doing during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, as he refers to them? Shimi?
Tshuva.
Tshuva, and like nothing else. Right? You know, if you have any sense about you, what you're going to try to do is survive. The store can wait. That's what he's saying. When you say the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, it's pretty exclusive. Because, you know, as Noam Barinholtz would say, there's a lot riding on this. Tomorrow is tomorrow. You have to worry about today, today. V'lo yashkiach v'fateh chashadeh hadmaso v'lo yifne derech kramim v'lo yisrape, from the language of rifyon, heref mimeni, right, to be loose, to slacken. It'll be like a deer. Ratz katzvi, lasos ritzon kono. This is paraphrasing the Mishnah Avos. It's beautiful, just like as a work of literature, just to study this passage. Lachain. Okay, so what's that? Oh, one second. You can't rush through this. This is golden. So what's he saying? This line is the great line. How foolish. Asher no'alnu v'asher chatanu. So manu'alu, so he calls as fools the ones who do what?
Go to work.
Yes! If you want to know the secret to not getting your contract renewed in the rabbinate, tell all the balabatim who are, you know, panicking, missing work, you know, during the chagim, you probably shouldn't go to work during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. That's probably not a survival. You probably want to do that on the last contract. Okay, so he says, you know, you'd be crazy to go to work during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Manu'alu, how foolish are they? They're worried about a little bit of money? You know, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol me'odecha. Your life is on the line.
V'ray l'chol yireish elokim l'may v'asaka liyod rayonim
it's an amazing thing. So that's what it's like. Okay, Eitan is reading so beautifully, but it's so fast. It's still like these, you know, Rosh Hashanah minyanim. So he says this amazing line, likboa bayom v'alayla. So the Rabbeinu Yonah did something incredible. Anybody pick up on this? Normally, what's the halacha that you have to have by Yom Valayla? Shimmy? That's the minimum to be Mekayim, which makes Talmud Torah. So Rabbeinu Yonah took that idea of Agisa Bo Yom Valayla and said, during this time, this is the Aseres Yemei Tshuva to the max. This is what makes it such a fascinating document. Agisa Bo Yom Valayla is in Tshuva. You should have a morning seder in tshuva and a night seder in tshuva, and you'd be misboded with your chadarim, which looks like all of you guys are doing right now, more or less. Alone in your rooms. Probably say no electronics. Okay? V'roi l'chol yirei elokim l'mayit be'iskav, do minimal amount of work. Yos rayonav nachtim likpoa bayom uvalayla. Itim lisbodeid bechadrav lachapes drachav lachkor. Okay, go ahead. Lekade mashmuros.
Lisasek b'darchei atuva b'kirshon amase. Lishpoch siach v'lasei tefila v'rina. Lahapel tchina v'ha'eit eit ratzon v'ha'tefila nishmas bo ki'inyon shne'amar ba'eit ratzon anisicha uve'yom yishua es ratzicha. V'amru rabbasinu s'chronon l'bracha dirsha Hashem b'matzo'o ilu asara yomim sh'bein rosh shana liyom ha'kipura.
Oh, so this is probably the most famous line of this very famous passage. This is where Rabbeinu Yonah introduces the idea that over and above a year-round mitzvah of tshuva, he thought there was a separate mitzvah saseh midaraisa, a different mechayiv of Tshuvas Yom HaKippurim, based on the pasuk Lifnei Hashem Titaru. It's not a description, it's a prescription. So, Rabbeinu Yonah has an quite an amazing duality here, because the whole thing is about these Asara Yamim Shebein Rosh Hashanah the Yom HaKippurim. And then that last line, he says, and then there's a special din, a din prati, a very specific din, Lifnei Hashem Titaru, on Yom HaKippurim. So, if you'd ask me, seems like Rabbeinu Yonah was of the belief that there's actually two different points. This is what we laid out at the beginning. Yom Kippur has its own status. It has its own mitzvah sasei midarais of tshuva, lifnei Hashem titaru. But the asara yamim shebein Rosh Hashanah leYom HaKippurim also have a status. Now, if you just do tshuva during the asara yamim shebein Rosh Hashanah leYom HaKippurim and not Yom Kippur, you're definitely mevatel mitzvah sasei midarais for Rabbeinu Yonah, lifnei Hashem titaru. You didn't do that. But that is not to say that if a person did tshuva on Yom Kippur, but didn't do tshuva during the Asar Yom Shebein Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim, that everything would be fine. I don't think that that's true. Rabbeinu Yonah seems to hold that there's a dual imperative. Livnei Hashem Titaru, that's obvious, that's Yom Kippur. But what does he call the Asar Yam Shebein Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim, what we call the Asar Simei Tshuva? How does he seem to understand it? He uses a very important description. With Ben Sion?
L'hayir Adam Es Rucho, like a preparatory stage?
So a person has to arouse himself. That's very good. But let's just try to take it a little bit further. V'ha'eis eis ratzon, v'atila nishmas bo. So it's true that it's Yom Kippur which is casting a shadow over these Asar Yamim, but it seems like there's a specific mechayev in light of Yom Kippur, and maybe in light of the special mitzvah of Tshuvas Yom HaKippurim, Lifnei Hashem Titaru, to already anticipate and engage in tshuva during the Yemei Ratzon of these Asara Yamim. Dehainu, the following, almost like Mashal Ma'adav Radome. We started the year with Inyanei Maka and Shmira Sanefesh, right? So when a person, you know, knows that there's a life-threatening situation, so they're not supposed to wait, like the Ramban in Lo Samor Al Dam Reyacha, Lo Sasim Damim Veisacha. You don't want to wait till the guy is in the bore or the guy's falling off the roof. So certainly on Yom Kippur, when the Gzardin is Nechtam, for sure you need to be activated, Lifnei Hashem Titaru. But before that as well. So this is what I like to call the dual model, the Yom Kippur and the fact that Yom Kippur and its approach casts a shadow over the days that precede it. And how could a person be Misrashel, to borrow the language from Lo Samad Al Dam Reyacha, how could a person be Misrashel and wait to the last minute and say, yeah, I'll go to work, I still have Yom Kippur. I think that Rabbeinu Yonah would say, you're Mevatel the Asara Yamim. Because how can a person not react and just wait for the last minute? That's like a form of Hisrashlus in the spiritual sense, maybe even in the physical sense. So Rabbeinu Yonah takes it to the hilt. Don't go to work, or barely go to work. V'agisa bo yomam v'alayla. B'chadrei chadarim. So he believed in it. Yom Kippur has a status, Lifnei Hashem Titaru, on the one hand, but also the Asara Yamim have a status as well. Let me just contrast this perspective with the perspective of the Chinuch. To give credit, Rav Lichtenstein drew our attention to this at one point. So the Chinuch in Parshas Naso and Shin Samach Dalet, Eitan, you want to do the honors?
Yovlo, sorry. Vinoa goes mitzvah zo, b'chol makom, b'chol zman, b'schar, b'nekevos. V'a'over al zev lo hizvada b'yom ha'kipurim, shu yom kavua me'olam l'slicha b'kahar abitel ha'seizeh.
Okay, so clearly the focus of the chinuch is pretty monolithic. He holds that your mevatel is parshas naso, where the pasuk says v'isvadu eschatasam asher asu. So there, the chinuch writes that if you haven't done tshuva, which is expressed through vidui, on Yom HaKippurim, then you're mevatel the mitzvah saseh midaraisa. But again, that's not a din prati, that's not lifnei Hashem titaru, Rabbeinu Yonah. That's the general mitzvah of tshuva on an annual basis. So I don't know that the Sefer HaChinuch would be recommending it, but let's say somebody says, I'm going to work, it's the Asar HaSimei, I'm going to work, I plan on going to Shul Yom Kippur, I'll get there early, I'll say Tefillah Zaka, I'll be locked in. Chinuch's taking, you know, too much of an issue with that. Say, you know, pass Palter, go to Slichos. It's a very different presentation. It's the Yom Kippur-centric presentation. Again, Rabbeinu Yonah had a special status to Yom Kippur. There's no doubt about it. Lifnei Hashem Titaru. But the shadow of Yom Kippur was so great that it stretched all the way back to the Asar Yamim and created a separate Mechayiv of Tshuva during that time. During the Eis Ratzon, during the Dirshu Hashem Yimatzo, and what a dramatic time it is. And if you ask most people, like, what are the special halachos of the Asar Simei Tshuva, people will say, you shouldn't eat pas palter. Maybe they'll say, you should say certain things in davening, I don't know. But for Rabbeinu Yonah, that's really the least of it. It's such an affirmative orientation. Yavo b'chedrav, v'yifashvish b'masav, b'yomu v'alayla. Very dramatic. Okay, so we have the scheme set up. Okay, on the one hand, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Nigba, he's uniquely elevated, and at the same time, he's uniquely Matsui. Very fascinating dialectic. We have the Rabbeinu Yonah, a special Mechayiv of Tshuvas Yom HaKippurim, Lifnei Hashem Titaru, but the shadow that Yom Kippur and Sefer Chaim and Sefer Mesim Suchim Lefanav casts over the previous 10 days to create huge pressure, complete identity for this time, as contrasted with the perspective of the chinuch that the zman, which is misuyam for tshuva, is Yom HaKippurim, and that's really when a person is obligated to focus on the world of tshuva as expressed through the Maisa Mitzvah Vidui. Okay, so this is what we've had so far. Let me just hold it up here and give the last word to Levi.